there. What I saw when I looked that way was the homes of rich people on top of cliffs, overlooking the sea. I always kind of suspected he was one of them. Maybe when we come back through, he said finally, when we're headed north again.
Sure.
Bullshit. He heard me thinking. He sort of shrank into himself. He didn't look at me. Best ship we could get for Beryl was one on some kind of fat scow, leaving in 2 days. I got sick just looking at it. Raven got good and polluted that night, even though I never said another word about his kids. I guess he heard me thinking. Or he heard himself, which is worse. I got up early. Raven would be nursing a hangover all day. He was one of those old farts had to tell you all about how he never got one when he was young. I went off to look around. I did all right. I never got lost. And the city had so many different kinds in it, after a couple generations being part of the empire, that almost everywhere I could find somebody who spoke one of the languages that I did. It wasn't a lot of fun rooting around in a friend's past. I didn't learn a whole lot anyway. I couldn't find hardly anybody who remembered anything, and what they did remember mostly sounded like it was fairy tale. Good stories always get bigger. But I think I got some sense out of all the nonsense. A long time back, a character named the Limper was the governor of the province that included Opal. The Limper was one of the original 10 who were taken. The undead sorcerer devils who were the lady's champions. They were called Taken because they had been great villains in their own right once, but they had been enslaved by a greater and darker power. This one, called the Limper, was about as corrupt and rotten a governor as ever there was. I knew the guy later. He had been up to the Barrowland for the last big battle, where he got his. All I can say is there wasn't no one anywhere in this wide world who shed a tear when he went down. Of all the Taken, he was the craziest and nastiest. Anyway, he was the boss in Opal, and him and his cronies were gutting the province, stealing the coppers off dead men's eyes. A certain Baronet Corvo, whose family had become allied with the Empire when it first came into the area, went off in an assignment somewhere. While he was gone, his old lady got to messing around with the Limper's gang, to the point where she helped rob the Baronet's family of most of its honors and titles and all its properties. She helped frame some uncles and cousins and brothers so they could be executed and their properties confiscated. I couldn't find out much about her. The marriage was arranged, and there never was any love in it. I got the impression it was set up to end a feud that had been going on for 100 years. It didn't work. She cleaned out and killed off Raven's family. Then he killed her and her whole gang except for the Limper himself. Maybe he could have gotten everything back if he'd wanted. The Limper never was in good with the lady. But Raven found Darling, the White Rose, who became the lady.